This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Join us right here as we launch into the third hour of this Sunday edition. We're live, as we always are, seven nights a week with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the ACLU on a national scale, at least, and the Foundation for Economic Education in a relatively detailed piece here, highlighting some of the ways where the messaging coming from the ACLU nationally has not really been lining up with the old ACLU, where they seem to be abandoning the principle of due process. They give the example of the college campus tribunals when it comes to an accusation about sexual assault, for instance, where there's a certain set of rules based on a federal rule, Title IX, that the rule changed during the Obama administration. Now they're talking changing it back to where the person who's accused could actually confront their accuser, that both sides would get to actually question one another, which apparently is not the current state of things in these college tribunals. And the ACLU has come out and opposed the proposed rule changes that arguably would essentially bring back some level of due process and fair treatment of the accused to the national, but to these tribunals. And presumably, if it hadn't come from the Trump administration, then they would probably have supported it. That's the sort of the suggestion here by the story of the author at Foundation for Economic Education.
And Glenn Greenwald, apparently.
Right, Glenn Greenwald is on the side of this this author here with Fee, that Glenn Greenwald also criticizing the ACLU on this issue. And certainly the ACLU, over the last couple years, since Trump's been in office, they have used the Trump administration to grow their organization tremendously.
Yeah.
I go to the ACLU New Hampshire.
The NHCLU.
They changed their name. Okay. They were the NHCLU. They are now the ACLU of New Hampshire.
Okay.
But anyway, they have a yearly dinner, an awards dinner that I have been attending for about the last 5 or 6 years at this point. And, it's an excellent event, and they highlight a lot of the things that they do locally. And I still think that they're doing good work generally here in New Hampshire, and I see a lot of the work that they do. So I wouldn't pull my support of the New Hampshire ACLU based on what the national ACLU is saying in the same way that I support the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, but I don't support the National Libertarian Party. But the things that the national organization is saying does give cause for concern, I think.
Sure.
And so it's something that people should pay closer attention to, especially if they've been long since supporters. But my point, one of the points I wanted to make was, since Trump, they've gotten a bunch of new members.
Yeah.
Not just at the state level, but the national level as well.
Lots of people are worried that the next Kristallnacht is going to be, is just around the corner.
Yeah, that seems exaggerated, but regardless.
It's outrageous to presume that that's the case. But, like, those are the parallels that are drawn time and time again by the Democrats and the lefties.
If you act like it is, then the lefties will get all fired up and give donations to your organization.
Yeah.
Right. So to some extent, opposing whatever it is that Trump does furthers their donation base for the ACLU, which is their incentive to lose their principles. Rather than sticking with their principles and furthering their base of principled donators, they may be pandering now to, well, they hate Trump, so let's just oppose the things that Trump does, even if this one thing that they're talking about, in the college campuses, making it more of a due process for the accused, making it more fair for both sides, even if that's something the old ACLU would have supported, they may be against it simply because it's politically more feasible for them to be against it. And that's a problem.
I don't know what the old ACLU would have done or wouldn't have done, but I can see the argument on the other side of this issue, which is that a college isn't going to throw anybody in prison, so we're not talking about a criminal justice level
and they're not able to respond to these critiques, so there is that. But let's go on, because there's more here from Fee. Failing to give the ACLU credit for its phenomenal work in protecting individual rights over the years would be unfair. Yet there's no denying the organization's deviating from its core mission. While the ACLU has typically been unwavering in its support for the First Amendment rights to free speech, recent comments made by the National ACLU have led many to wonder if this may soon change as well. In regards to First Amendment protection,
lefties have been going after free speech here in the last half decade. For whatever reason, they're just deciding this is a hill to die on.
The ACLU, they say, is committed to defending speech rights without regard to whether the views expressed are consistent with or opposed to the ACLU's core values, priorities, and goals. And certainly in the past, we've seen the ACLU stand up for some very despicable speakers.
Yep, and support, white supremacists march and, the right to march and all that stuff.
However, according to Fee, they've also stated they reserve the right to deny taking cases, quote, if the extent to which the speech may assist in advancing the goals of white supremacists or others whose views are contrary to our values, unquote. This summer, a leaked internal memo revealed the organization had adopted the belief that hate speech did not qualify as free speech.
Mm.
The memo read, quote, speech that denigrates such groups can inflict serious harms and is intended to and often will impede progress toward equality. Now, this is a dramatic turnaround for the ACLU. And again, this was a leaked internal memo saying this. The ACLU later discounted the language used in the memo in a blog post rededicating itself to the issue of free speech.
Okay, good.
However, given its unwillingness to defend the right to due process, there are reasons to be concerned with the direction in which the organization may be heading. And this is to say nothing of the part of the Bill of Rights the organization has ignored entirely, the Second Amendment, which you touched on earlier,
right,
Mark.
As they do.
Yep. By choosing, and, to be fair,
I can see why the ACLU ignores the Second Amendment. There aren't nearly as many organizations out there that are supporting the First Amendment or any of the other amendments as there are the Second Amendment.
And look, and I can understand why, before the leaked memo here, they've stated they reserve the right to deny taking cases if the extent to which the speech may assist in advancing the goals of white supremacists. The ACLU isn't obligated to take your case.
No,
you may
but
have
if they choose to tell you why, so if they don't want to take your case because, hey, we're loaded up, we don't think that this is a good case for free speech, this isn't going to make it to the Supreme Court, this is just a better case for some other organization, all that's fine. But if we just don't agree with you, now you have deviated from the core purpose of the organization. So I support their right to choose not to take cases based on sort of whatever their reasons are. But once their reason is, well, because
their
we don't
opinion.
Agree with you, well, then, that's not what rights are about.
Going on here, by choosing to interpret the Second Amendment as a collective right, the ACLU has fallen woefully short when it comes to protecting each individual's right to bear arms. But that's old news. I mean, they've been that way. Allegations, and nobody's perfect as far as these national organizations of any think tank or any attorneys group or whatever. You just got to kind of take the ones on the where they're right and support them for the things that they're right about. And I don't agree 100% with the ACLU. There's certain issues where I don't think they're right about. Like, for instance, they support government subsidies of birth control and things like that. And I'm in favor of birth control. I'm just not in favor of government subsidizing it. But going on. Allegations of sexual assault and misconduct should most certainly be taken seriously, but not at the expense of the accused or the civil liberties that protect all Americans. Brittany Hunter here from the Foundation for Economic Education finally wraps up by saying the American legal system was founded on the premise that all accused individuals are innocent until they're proven guilty in a court of law. It's this maxim that sets our legal system apart from so many others. By removing the safeguard, we do a grave disservice to the pursuit of justice, even when it applies to those accused of the most heinous of crimes. So she's just saying, hey, there's a few indicators here that you might want to be cautious on maybe this group is losing its way.
Right. So, in the past, I've heard many sort of, somewhat liberty-oriented organizations say that the ACLU is bad and that sort of thing. The far-righters hate the ACLU for reason.
I remember hearing them being trashed on the Rush Limbaugh show years ago.
Well, Rush Limbaugh's not far-right. I'm talking about the ultra-rights. They hate the ACLU. For whatever reason, they hate the ACLU. But we here on Free Talk Live, we've always sort of supported the ACLU because they're principled in the way that they're principled, at the very least.
Yeah.
You know, they make it clear, and but I would hate to see them become less principled than they are.
Me too. I'll definitely be keeping an eye on them, because, like I said, I support them locally, and so I pay attention to what they do, see them frequently in the State House testifying on various issues, and almost always in favor of more freedom. So, at least up here, they do pretty good work. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. That's where we're going to next, where you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, live Sunday show. It's Ian.
And Mark.
To the phones, to the fun. I do want to also make sure that you know you can sign up for our email list over at freetalklive.com. The email sign-up box is right there toward the top of the website. It should be pretty easy to find. freetalklive.com. We will send you usually no more than one email per week to keep you in the loop. So once again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord on-air call-in line. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. I finally stopped being lazy and went to Amazon and subscribed to your Twitch feed.
Oh, cool. You mean you did the Twitch Prime thing?
Yeah.
Right on. So you're describing where Amazon a few years ago purchased the Twitch streaming platform, so it's now an Amazon company.
Oh, really?
And then they tied it in. You didn't know that? That's why you can do your Twitch Prime thing.
I guess it makes sense.
So if you're an Amazon Prime user or subscriber, and Mark, you're one of these things, you get the free shipping. That's why most people probably subscribe to Amazon Prime.
Yes.
But they throw in a bunch of other things in the kitchen sink as
far as... Don't forget the free shipping and basically a free Netflix channel.
That's what I'm talking about. They throw in all this other stuff to kind of sweeten the deal.
Huge.
I guess, yeah, if you like watching TV online, that's cool. There's also like some sort of Amazon Music, and then there's like this one, you get one free subscription from Twitch. And if you want, you can throw that subscription our way. If you've not been using it, then you might as well.
Right.
Then
if you're what is Twitch? Then
yeah.
And you're an Amazon Prime member? We're talking to you.
Yes, you can do this. If you like what we do and you want to help support us, because it's money that Amazon's going to keep. If you send that to us, then LRN gets a couple bucks basically. Right.
Amazon can afford it.
Yeah. So all you have to do, right, Gene, was you just link up your Amazon account with your Twitch account, and that's a pretty simple process.
Yeah, basically at Amazon, just type Twitch into the search bar, and it came up with a link for doing what I needed to do.
Perfect. And also, if you're on your full web browser on our Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm, just scroll down below the video, and you'll find instructions there. So it's super easy to do. Mark, even you've been able to do it more than once. So thank you for that.
The first time is the hardest.
Right. The first time you have to link it, and then after that it's super easy.
After that, yeah, super easy. You go to the site. Yes. Click done. Yeah.
So thanks for doing that, Gene. We really appreciate it. And what were you calling about?
I called to go back to your thing about sexual abuse charges and how easily it's getting. I just wanted to say what I'm predicting is going to be happening, and this is not a good thing because back in the day, I grew up in the 60s. Back in those days, a person that did a minor sexual crime, you might get a few months in. If you did something major like a rape, you probably would get like 6 years in jail. Nowadays, those same offenses are becoming more 6 years for the minor offense and 25 years for the rape.
Okay.
And now they're trying to make it so you can't even defend yourself. So here's my prediction. As you increase the penalties for crime, all these ladies, I don't want them to think that I don't think rape is a big thing because I was sexually abused when I was young.
Mm.
And I know, so don't go preaching to me that I don't care about what people do. But you have to have a measured response to the crime. And even though, I was a victim of sexual abuse, I was not murdered. I still managed to live out, and I made I made mistakes like everybody else, but I managed to have a happy life and a productive life, and life didn't end for me.
The sentence for rape shouldn't be the same as the sentence for murder.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the presumption here.
But what's going to happen is as these crimes, the punishment gets greater and greater, the people that commit them are going to become more and more desperate. So they're going to say, I'm going to do the rest of my life in prison anyway, so maybe I ought to just kill this person. And that way, at least I don't have a witness against me. And this is what's going to be happening.
That's scary. You know,
people that commit these things are not going to be saying, well, if I get caught, I'm going to 6 months to 2 years. They're going to say, well, if I get caught doing this, I'm going to be gone forever. So therefore, I better shut this person up so they can never testify against me. That's not a good thing, people.
Yep. No, that's a horrifying concept.
That's not an incentive that you want to put in play. I don't think I ever thought about that, Gene, but it's, that's bad.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, that was the main thing I wanted to bring up, because I think it's a mistake, and I think that we're going to wind up with a lot more dead people.
Well, I mean, I think it generally falls in line with the idea that the punitive punishments out there tend to not really be very effective. I mean, the more they crank up penalties, it doesn't really seem to have, and there have been studies that have been done on these things. It just doesn't do a whole lot. Mark, you pointed out if you put a violent, dangerous person in a pen with a bunch of other violent, dangerous
people.
Put bad
people in bad places, treat them badly for, X number of years, and then expect them to get out, act good, it's probably not going to work out very well for you. So, punishments tend to not be very effective. However, locking up bad guys so they can never get out, that does, arguably drive down crime. Crime has gone down over time. As prison sentences in the United States have gone up, crime has gone down. However, crime's gone down on a worldwide level, and prison sentences haven't gone up on a worldwide level.
Right, so it's correlation, not causation.
Well, presumably, that's the case. But, I don't know what else to say on that. If your society deviates from what is, the Founding Fathers were really, 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 really clear that punishments should fit crimes, and the American public has turned from what we used to think. We used to be skeptical of the charges that were brought by government. No longer. At this point, if somebody's accused, they're guilty. They're going to sit in jail for 3 years if they want a trial, and then they have a two in three chance of losing. And then getting 10 times the charge they would have gotten if they had just taken a plea and said that they were guilty of a charge that they weren't guilty of. If they were not guilty.
Yeah, well, Mark, you've definitely got it 100% right there. That's what I've seen happen over the past 50. It's not a good situation. It will have repercussions.
It's a market failure, basically. The criminal justice system results.
Well, it's not the market.
Well, this is what we call it in economics, right?
No, you don't call a government the market.
Okay, you're not an economist.
No, but you shouldn't call the government the market.
Well,
it's not a market.
Decide. It's a failure. In the area of justice, that is the market, the market of justice. There's a failure here because we are saying to people, hey, do you want more justice? Do you want to be safer? Well, think about it this way. And until it affects you and yours, you don't think about it.
Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't know if you can call monopoly provider a market, because you're not free to compete with a monopoly provider. Therefore, you don't have a market, because there's no freedom for competition. But anyway, we got more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Speaking of big market players, Google. Well, what's their latest corruption scandal?
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. John Kelly's job as White House Chief of Staff only
only lasted 16 months, even though he once said he expected to keep it through the 2020 presidential election campaign. USA's Rick Vincent reports on how that might affect the Russia probe.
On ABC's This Week, Democrat Senator Chris Murphy was asked if Chief of Staff John Kelly, leaving before the end of the year, makes him concerned that President Trump might fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
You know, I'm certainly going to look at all of our options to try to force a vote on legislation that would protect the Special Counsel. I'm also worried about General Kelly leaving the White House. I imagine that he was one of the people that was attempting to convince the president not to fire Mueller.
And on Fox News Sunday, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said he didn't know if Kelly resigned or was forced out.
Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his pick for attorney general. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. We invite you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, hope.freetalklive.com is back. We've been helping out the orphanage that our listeners actually funded to be built in Jinja, Uganda.
Yep. There's an orphanage there, and everything's going fine at the orphanage. However, they really don't have any income. Mm-hmm. But why would they? They're an orphanage. Orphanages don't have income. They're charitable organizations. Well, after some consultation and looking into it, a lot of looking into it, you know, basically people will remember I haven't fundraised for this for
it's been over a year, right?
About a year. So, you know, I had to make sure everything was fine with getting the orphanage up and running and the way we wanted it to be, and, you know, the toilets are working and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is. And things are working fine. And I wanted to see how the management was going before I went and did anything more. Well, now, do you want this orphanage that's in Kigoma, Jinja, Uganda? Do you want it to be self-funding? Well, the way we've come up with to do that is to buy some acreage. 6 acres is the plan. And the orphans can grow their own food. They can rent out a little land while they're learning to grow food. Basically, this food, this will feed them, and they'll make enough money to pay their school fees.
Question for you. Sure. What is the distance from the orphanage to the land in question?
So the land in question that I've looked at is through about 3 miles.
Okay. It's a bit of a hike.
It is a bit of a hike, but, you know, they walk.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But there's no guarantee that that land is going to be available. However, that's the pricing of land at the time, right? So if I raised all this money inside of 3 weeks, then sure, I'll probably be able to get that land. Mm-hmm. I'm not promising a particular piece of land.
Right.
And it may be two pieces in order to get together to the size that we need it to be or whatever. But, you know, land grows on that piece of land, or excuse me, food grows on that piece of land and other pieces of land. So, you know, but mostly it costs about $5,000 per acre.
Mm-hmm. And so the idea is to raise this money, purchase the land in the name of Shire Free Church, not give it to the orphanage as their own land, but simply allow them to essentially be tenants kind of in charge of the land, basically.
Yeah, they're basically managing it. But if things went, you know, totally went sideways with this orphanage or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, the government, the local government comes in to take it over in order to get its assets or something. Yeah, I don't want any of that stuff happening.
What are property taxes like in Uganda? Do you know?
Non-existent from what I can tell.
Really?
For land, mm-hmm. Best I can tell.
Hmm.
They didn't. No one seems to be worried about the taxes.
Interesting. All right. And did you say there's a matching provider on this?
Yeah. At this point, any dollar that you're giving up to, yeah, a certain amount. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've got a ways to go.
If you have a large amount that you're willing to give, then contact Mark about being another matcher, basically.
Yeah. I'd like you to be a matcher rather than a donor at that point, which effectively is the same thing. But it'll
incentivizes others.
Yeah, it sure does. So you can contact me at mark@freetalklive.com. But if you go to hope.freetalklive.com, that's hope.freetalklive.com. You can read all about it. Look at the numbers that I've got there. If there's something that you still wonder, send me an email
mm-hmm.
and I'll fix that. Because hey, it's not like I'm a fundraiser by trade or anything here. I just want these kids to have some food and go to school. I mean, at this point, we've got it so they can wash themselves and have a clean place to go to the bathroom and sleep at night and all those things. And this is a huge step. And
thank you
for everybody that matched funds on that. And gave. Well, yeah, I guess I was just trying to say that, hey, I believe in this enough that I have given a lot of money to this, as have you.
Yep.
So, hope.freetalklive.com.
Business Insider reporting on the latest from Google that more controversy here. Jack Paulson, who quit Google in September over its search project in China, has spoken out about the company's culture of secrecy. Senior former Google employee who quit over its controversial plans to launch a search engine in China, which we discussed here on Free Talk Live. This isn't just your typical search engine. This is a search engine that will be built in tandem with the Chinese government.
Right.
With the Chinese government's run corporations to spy, essentially, on absolutely everybody using the search engine, create a profile.
Google has agreed to go into business with the Chinese government to throw its citizens in jail over what they want to look and read.
Yeah, they'll be a part of that process.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, that's what they've said they're willing to do. Profits are worth, trampling on human liberties, from what I can tell. Now, maybe what they're saying to themselves is, well, it's better if we do it than if they do it themselves or something. But...
Well, a lot of businesses are going to work with the government because they get money out of it, right?
Sure.
Like, every government tramples on human liberties. So our guy on Friday night, Chris Wade, who works with, he's the owner of Think Penguin, which is a computing company. They sell hardware. They sell, you know, routers, and they sell wireless cards, and they sell computers, laptops. He has said he gets contracts from governments sometimes. You know, whether they be state or local, I'm not sure which governments, but he's said that American governmental entities have purchased things from his business. And, well, again, the government uses those tools at some level to crush people's freedoms, right? So, like, yeah. And he's a libertarian. He's a principled libertarian, but he still takes the government contracts. Why? Because they pay plenty of money for these things that otherwise, you know, they shouldn't pay that much for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's a few more steps before incarceration comes, but working mm-hmm. with the Chinese government means that, the Chinese government spends a lot more time than most governments throwing people in jail over what
for their opinions. That's true. And they have re-education camps, ostensibly, and
right.
that kind of thing.
And, you know, nothing nice is happening to those Uyghurs either.
Those are the Muslims, right, in China?
Yeah.
So he painted a picture of a company whose upper echelons are obsessed with stopping leaks, to the exclusion of almost anything else. Jack Polson, former researcher at Google, said that senior managers consider the prevention of leaks to be their number one priority. In comments reported on Saturday by the Times of London, Polson cited as an example of the anti-leak culture an unnamed senior engineer taking a microphone at an all-hands meeting to yell, "F you leakers," at his colleagues. He said that the campaign against leaking had become a way for Google to avoid tackling the reasons that staff were leaking in the first place.
Yeah. Well, this is how it always goes. When, you know, the first victim in a war is the truth.
Mm. Including concerns over the Chinese search project, codenamed Dragonfly, or their work for the U.S. military. Polson left Google in September over the Dragonfly search engine and said he believed four other employees had done the same. Google declined to comment on his departure at the time. He told the Times, quote, "The narrative is that leaking is bad, and the number one priority is to prevent any leaks." Polson said Google wasn't alone in trying to suppress employee revolts, pointing to similar movements at Microsoft and Amazon. He said the back and forth between workers and executives is not going to be a short battle.
Hmm.
Business Insider has reported previously on the culture of extreme secrecy at Google. A lawsuit filed against the company in 2016 alleged that employees have to sign a confidentiality agreement, which even prevents them from talking to an attorney about what goes on at Google.
Well, that's against the law.
It describes an internal program called Stop Leaks, to which it says employees are encouraged to report their own leaks and those of colleagues. Stop Leaks was referenced again in an internal email that was made public in May of 2017 as part of the same lawsuit, this time in an email from the head of Google's internal investigations unit.
Yeah, for whatever reason, the United States government and governments around the world have come to their senses long enough to create laws that allow people to leak information that protects leakers. Now, they're terrible.
Doesn't that normally apply to government leaks?
No.
You're talking about corporate leaks?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So if you leak and you are in a non-disclosure, you'll be protected?
I'm not a lawyer.
That's a commercial contract.
I'm not a lawyer, and this is not legal advice.
Okay.
However, if the company's doing something illegal,
will
certainly be protected.
I don't know if those are the allegations in this case.
Sure. But all I'm trying to do is draw
parallels. They're just doing things that are unpopular.
Just talking to the audience here. Yeah. Hey, audience, if somebody comes forth and says the truth about what Google is doing and whatever it is that they're doing isn't illegal, that doesn't mean that it's not bad. So the truth tends to be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And you don't want that, you don't want your competition finding out about everything you do or anything like that. But, yeah, if you're upset about what Google's doing, it may not necessarily be illegal, especially if they're doing it with the government.
Well, that's not all about Google. There's another person who has quit Google recently over concerns about surveillance in their Alphabet-backed Smart City project. Coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I don't- did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, I cannot hear myself. Can you hear yourself there, Mark? Okay, there we go. You good? Okay, good. Technical difficulties. You cannot hear you. Oh, that's because I haven't unmuted you.
That's okay, that's better.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, that helps.
All right, so...
professional broadcasters.
You can bring up anything you want here. It is Free Talk Live, and it's open phones as always. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. So you can still get involved here, even in these remaining moments. We're talking about corruption in the ranks at Google, specifically the higher ranks, the management on the attack against leakers, shouting about it. They're angry. They've got an internal program called Stop Leaks. Apparently yelling at their employees on on stage, F leakers, is what one of their executives had to say. And, hey, you know, I get the idea that in business there are business secrets, right? Google does not want to tell what their search algorithms are. They do not want the average person or certainly their competitors to know how their business runs. So I can understand that. I can understand why, KFC wants their recipe, the Colonel's recipe, to remain a secret.
Yeah.
I can understand why Coca-Cola wants their recipe to remain a secret. So I'm not saying that a business shouldn't be able to have internal secrets and information that stays within their business. But at the same time, I'm not saddened when I see employees breaking protocol and revealing things that reveal some detestable positions of a particular business. When some sort of outrageous thing is revealed for the whole world to see and it doesn't look good for Google, I think that employee has done the right thing. So to some extent, we talk a lot, Mark, about ending the idea of the state. We started the show out tonight talking about...
Define the state. The state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass, or basically a monopoly governing organization in whatever area that they operate.
Right. And, you know, we talk a lot about that and you know, having a some sort of transition at some point to a voluntary society in which the state as a concept has gone away, has withered away and died off because we don't need to use aggression to control our neighbors anymore. We've let go of that concept. And this is a level of evolution to which I would love to see humanity achieve in my lifetime. I don't think it's very realistic that it will, but it would be nice if that did happen. However, even if we could make the state go away, that's not going to all of a sudden end corruption. That's not going to all of a sudden end, you know, the people who believe in coercive force, the people who believe in taking advantage of their neighbors or screwing somebody over in a deal, or, you know, there's some nasty people out there.
Yeah.
Many of them work for the state today. But if the state were to wither away because people didn't believe in the state anymore, those people would still be there, and they would go into different areas of the world, whether it be, you know, is in religion or in business or in whatever, and they would be corrupt in those places. You know, they wouldn't have the same level of power, probably, that they do as a government agent or a government politician. Those people have a lot of power that they've aggregated to themselves through the political process and the people's beliefs in it. So they wouldn't have the same level of influence over other things, but still within their purview, whatever it is that they have their power over, they would still be able to act in certain corrupt manners, and that would be a bad thing. And, you know, in the same way that you have today businesses being outed for being corrupt, not just Google, but, you know, the car repairman who's screwing people over, old people coming in, you know, repairing things that aren't broken. These old stories about businesses that are dishonest or not corrupt or not honest. And so I think that, you know, in the absence of the government, we're still going to need leakers. We're still going to need people to come out and point their finger and say, you know, this person running this business over here is a racist or whatever, you know, dirty, nasty thing about the businesses or charities, you know, poorly run charities, charities that are spending way too much on overhead. So the corruption ain't going away once the government goes away.
Right.
It's just ending the institutionalization of it. And so what I'm saying here is bravo to the leakers for doing this kind of stuff. I think it's a valuable service that they provide.
Absolutely. And as the media, we darn sure should.
Are you hearing that cutout? Sorry, technical note.
No.
Were you hearing any cutouts while you were saying that? Okay, thank you. So let's go to Larry. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The reason I'm calling is a statement that Ian made a little earlier about an individual. I'm familiar with him, but not his name. I've heard him on your show before. The person that sells me the computer product, something.
Yeah, Chris Wade from ThinkPenguin.com.
Okay, so I'll just use his name, Chris. And you said that he's a principled libertarian, although he sells products to government entities, whether they be local or whatever. You weren't clear on that.
Yeah, I don't know who his customers are,
right,
but he has said that he has sold computer parts to some government agency at some point.
Okay. And I've heard you talk about people, you know, in the police department and local governments and the military and those types of things. And as you couldn't understand why these people were in the military or police officers and things and then doing the things they were doing.
Oh, no, I can understand why. People join the police because they want to stop bad guys. I mean, I've met those cops.
Right, so, right. Yeah. No, I understand that. But how, if this person that's selling the computer parts is aiding anyone in any way to surveil, to hack into computers, to do any of the things that those electronic items that he's selling, computer items he's selling are allowing him to do, how can he be a principled libertarian?
I don't know that I hear the gotcha here.
It's not a gotcha. It's just a question. How can a person say he's a principled libertarian if he's doing those things that in any way supports, aids, or otherwise gives assistance to any of those organizations that wind up doing bad things?
I suspect he would not knowingly sell computer parts to the Department of Homeland Security, the NSA, or the police departments. I suspect those are not his customers. But I don't know exactly which bureaucracies they were, but I don't think he would do that.
I think that I'd like to take a shot at this if I may.
Sure.
We all have to operate within a state of system, right? So do I support the government when I pay for gas and pay a gas tax and then drive to drive on their roads.
Sure.
You know, I got to get to and from to work, but I suppose I could just stay at my house and choose not to pay those taxes and then support these organizations. But we're all living in a status paradigm. What one has to do is one has to decide one's own tolerance. I don't think that makes somebody not not principled or principled. A principled person would say that people should be able to govern themselves.
Right. So what you're saying is we have a moral relevancy.
Yeah, there is a moral, there has to be. Like, ultimately, there's necessarily a moral relevancy. I mean, you're calling me on a telephone line here that likely you pick up, you're paying a government tax to keep your cell phone going. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, everybody's is doing it.
Oh, okay. So we don't, in essence, then with your opinions of things, if it's a moral relevancy, it's just different than other individuals. That's all.
Well, I mean, we can talk about whether or not one supports the use of state violence or violence generally against one's neighbor, but we've got to live in this world.
Here's what I'd like to add to this discussion. First of all, I think it would be most fair for you to call on Friday night when Chris Wade is actually on the show. And
this is not what his issue is. His issue isn't Chris Wade. His issue is, how can you guys support liberty and still use a sidewalk?
Well, that's not exactly what he said. You could argue that you have to use the sidewalk to go and get food or do things in life. You don't have to sell a contract full of computers to some government agency. You don't have to.
Well, and I'm not accusing Mr. Wade in particular. I'm looking at the overall picture. You know, like we talked about just a couple minutes ago. The overall picture.
Well, okay, from the perspective of a business owner, somebody's going to sell the products to the government, right? They want to buy 1,000 modems, for instance. Somebody's going to sell them those modems. Should it be you, considering that you've spent a bunch of money paying taxes, why not get a piece of the taxes back that you've been paying into the system the whole time?
Well, I'm not disagreeing. I was just trying to...
Right.
Just trying to clear it up so that we all deal from a point of moral or legal or any kind. We all deal from a point of relevancy. It just depends on to what degree. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it does. Ultimately, comes down to a degree. You've got to make the decision for whatever works for you in your life. And I hope it's not. Well, if I'm as a libertarian, I'm going to be a member of the SWAT team. Because if it's not a libertarian being part of the SWAT team, then who is going to do it?
I know he said he wasn't targeting Chris specifically, but I still would be interested in hearing Chris's response to
that. I'd be interested
in
having a longer conversation and seeing what he thinks further.
I would say call back in Friday night if you can, mark your calendar, because Chris usually is here with us on Fridays. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.